Foggy on the front nine. We have, 54 degrees?
I would go with that. We see less than we – there must be, what, less visibility now than there was just 45 minutes when we started the program here as well. So by the time our show ends, we'll be engulfed in a haze of some sort, I suppose, this morning. You're listening to AM 930 WEOL Spotlight on Avon Lake, presented by North Coast BIA. And this portion is brought to you by Emerge. Emerge uses mobile, social, and web technology to sell more, share more, shuffle less paper, and drive more foot traffic. Visit emergeinc.com, and we have Ed Skimmin. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
So how old is Emerge?
We are 19 years old this year.
Oh, my. Craig, we remember when they were just a little baby, and they were just down the street from us. When we were in Elyria at our studios, but you have been in Avon Lake for a number of years now, too.
We started the first year was out of my house, and we grew to four employees, which was just a little too much for my house. So we moved to Elyria. We were there for 14 years, and then we've been in Avon Lake for four.
He's got the great tech story, though, about starting in this house. They always have to start that way.
Well, 19 years ago, did people ask, what is this internet thing?
So 14 years ago, or 19 years ago, most times when we would do a website, you know, we would get a phone call and a business owner or a head of a nonprofit would call and say, I've been told I need a website thingy. Can you help me with that? And we would do the website, but we had to meet in person. And usually we would bring printouts of what their website would look like. So it would take multiple meetings. Most times now we meet at the beginning of the project, and they're constantly able to just look at the work online. No need to print out each page of the website and bring it over to them.
The people that are contacting you are probably younger than you are now than it used to be the other way around. So it's kind of changed a little bit.
I don't want to admit that on the radio.
Well, we can add 19. Let's talk about some of the new things that you're doing. What's new with Emerge that you're proud of?
Sure. So we've done a lot of website redesigns. Anyone who's had a website more than 2 or 3 years, it probably wasn't designed with mobile in mind. Most websites are now viewed more on mobile phones than on desktop computers. So you need to be aware that it needs touch navigation instead of big buttons. The screens are smaller, so you can't have the wide view. Images are more important to people. Video are more important to people. So a lot of website redesigns. We continue to run LorraineCounty.com, which is a local information website that drives a ton of traffic. It's a very interesting site. And then, I was on the radio last year talking about LC Explorer. We continue to run that site. LC Explorer has over 10,000 fun things to do in Lorain County. When you see something you're interested in, you can save it to kind of your own personal to-do list. We call it an explorer list. I thought of a great example this morning as I was listening to the radio. Cafe Melissa talked about the pecan-crusted grouper. So that's an example where you're like, oh, that sounds very interesting. You can add that to your explorer list. And then next time you're in Avon and you're like, what was that thing I wanted to try in Avon? You can pull that up on your mobile phone and it'll say, near you is Cafe Melissa and the pecan encrusted grouper that you had saved a few months earlier.
And it's one of those things too where it's a lot about organizing your life, I guess, in a sense. But
sure. So, our theory here is that, most people fall into these same routines of going to the same restaurants and the same big box retail stores and, miss out on all the local flavors and all the local interesting things to do. And so we want to make it as easy as possible to just see what else could you do. We sometimes equate it to, it's easier to just sit at home and watch one more thing on Netflix because Netflix says, oh, here's the next thing you should watch or here's some things you would like. We want to do that with real world activities and get people doing one more thing in the community because we push out something that's of interest to them.
Do people, what is the main thing that they're looking for from you to do? Is it mainly the website design, or is that?
Well, yeah, so we kind of have two sides to our business. On the consumer side, it's these websites like LorraineCounty.com and LC Explorer. On the business side, it is the web development, mobile development, some consulting on digital marketing that we've spent a lot of time on lately.
If you're looking at updating somebody's website, for example, what's the time frame?
It depends on the size of the organization and the complexity of the website, but usually 6 weeks on kind of the low-end basic website. We've done projects as long as 6 months if they're really large and complex. Most times what we do is say, let's scope out a small piece of this, let's get it launched, get a part out there, start getting feedback from real users as we work on phase two and three to build out the rest of the website.
Who's utilizing that most? Consumer to product to consumers? Is it industry? Is there a growing area within the people in the business world that are still having to get on board with all this?
Well, I think overall everyone is using it. From our perspective, our target, we kind of have two main targets. We do a lot of local stuff, a lot of local businesses, a lot of local government organization websites. Another side of our business, we do websites and back-end programming for city and county park districts. So if you're signing up for a program or reserving a shelter, we've got a software that helps do that. So we're in, I think, 18 cities and counties around Ohio that are using our software to reserve shelters, sign up for programs.
So you find a little niche of something then that can be multiplied throughout different communities.
Well, the great thing about software code is it can be replicated very inexpensively. So kind of the base system for city and parks is created. We just customize essentially the top 25% of the project. So for someone to start from scratch would be really expensive, but because we've already done it and we've got a large base of code, it becomes a lot less expensive for us to do it.
So how much coding do you do now than what you used to do?
I do none. Okay. I in the beginning did do some coding, and maybe about 7 or 8 years ago, some of the more experienced coders in our office let me know that it might be better if I focused on the customer side and let them focus on the code side. That it sometimes took them longer to correct my code than if they would have just written it originally themselves.
Right.
So we at our office, we have this little divide between those who kind of do the computer stuff and those who do the people stuff. I sometimes think that I'm a translator that can communicate the business needs and understand the code technical needs and play that middle ground. I don't want to speak in pure computer code that may not get a business to understand what their value or how they could
use
this.
You're like an adapter between the two that goes.
That's
on.
A good way to think of it, yes.
Wow, what was it 19 years ago that took you down that path into cutting edge technology?
So I was working at the County Chamber of Commerce at the time. My brother had just graduated college and was dabbling in some very early websites, had gotten a couple contracts to do some basic websites, and I was helping him with that. And he said, Ed, I think this is a real thing, like this is going somewhere. And I said, well, hey, let's try it. And our theory was we would run the business for a year. We would do our best not to lose too much money on it. And then after a year, we'd go get real jobs, having gained all that experience for a year, take real jobs for a few years, and then restart kind of what would be the real business, a few years later. Fortunately, I like to tell a story. In the very beginning, our idea was to do 250 websites at $200 a piece. So that would make $50,000. We, have some overhead expenses and make a little bit of money for ourselves. And our very first project we were able to acquire was for $12,000, half of what, we thought, many times what we thought. And right away, all the work we had done building a business plan for how to operate the business was thrown out because we said, there's some larger projects we could do. We also got much more interested in the programming aspect as opposed to just the marketing part of websites, that there was kind of two sides to it. We never wanted to do hardware, so we don't fix computers, don't do that side of it. And we're not a pure marketing agency doing all your print marketing and stuff. And we think there's this middle ground that really matters with digital marketing, that you need to be focused on it to do it right.
Well, if businesses want your services, how do they go about getting them?
Sure. The easiest is, of course, our website, emergeinc.com, emergeinc.com. You can call the office, 440-284-4949, or email us. My contact is ed@emergeinc.com.
When's the last time you updated emergeinc.com? I just want to see where you're on track on getting.
So we updated our website about 9 months ago, okay. But I will say that, we're like the painter whose house is always the one that's worst painted. Like, we're busy doing client work and we have all these great ideas for hours, but don't always get to it to update it as much as we should.
But it's a matter of, you know, you have the ones out there and you have samples of things that you've done that people can see all the different types of.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our website will show some of our work. It'll show who our people are, kind of where our office is located, and our areas of concentration.
And I've seen that LC Explorer show up on my Facebook feed, I believe, too.
So that's the main way in which we've marketed and promoted LC Explorer is through Facebook. It's a great way for us to connect with local people and let them know about these activities. It also gets users sharing it on their site with them. So, you know, for anyone who's in the site, it's a great way to kind of multiply that effort and get it out through their friends on Facebook.
Right. Get the users to multiply and spread your words and everything else.
That's the goal.
That's to get to do that. Ed Skimmin with Emerge joining us this morning. Thanks for sharing your time.
Thank you very much.
Coming up on W.